Our latest storm system will continue to impact the region through early afternoon, although this coastal system will continue to bring larger impacts to the mid-Atlantic and southern New England. We can still expect some decent snowfall for parts of interior New England as well as the mid-Hudson Valley. Winter weather advisories are in effect from the southern Adirondacks south to New York City and east to western and southern New England through late this afternoon. Organized snow will continue to move in from west to east throughout the day, gradually tapering to snow showers by late morning into the early afternoon. Total snowfall amounts will range depending on where you live, with the biggest slug of moisture looking to stay confined to southern New England and western New England, while areas of southern Vermont and upstate New York will still get good plowable snow, just not nearly as much. Generally speaking, we're looking at about 2 to 5 inches of snowfall across the listening area. Wind won't be terrible with this system, east-northeast at first, becoming northwest to west by the second half of the day. Following the storm, the pattern will settle down for a couple of days. We will be under the influence of surface high pressure, as well as an upper-level ridge through Wednesday, this ahead of our next storm system, which looks to arrive by Thursday. This looks to initially start off as snow, but as warmer air gets drawn into the system, a changeover to rain is looking likely. Friday and Saturday are both looking dry, with wet weather once again returning, at least by early Sunday morning. Taking a look at potentially significant weather around the country, heavy snow is expected across the southern Rockies through tomorrow morning, with a pronounced upper-level trough in place, along with upslope flow and moisture advection into the region. Winter storm warnings are in effect for southern Colorado, as well as much of northern New Mexico, for the potential for snowfall amounts in excess of a foot likely for the higher mountain ranges. Elsewhere across the continental United States, frigid temperatures are expected from Montana to the Dakotas, with highs in the single digits in teens, with a large surface Arctic high pressure system in place. Wind chill advisories are in effect for some areas. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, rain diminishing to showers, expect highs in the lower 40s with an east wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming westerly by afternoon. In Boston, snow continues throughout the day. 4 to 6 inches of snowfall is expected. High temperatures will be right around freezing. Expect a northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And in Buffalo, snow continues today, totaling around an inch. Expect a north wind around 10 miles per hour. Taking a look at the climate report in Albany today, the average high temperature is 35 degrees and the average low is 18 degrees. The record high is 63, set back in 1981, and the record low temperature is minus 21, set back in 1973. Sunrise, 6:48 a.m. and sunset, 5:30 p.m. A total of 10 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, a net gain of 3 minutes from yesterday. Your contiguous United States 24-hour temperature extremes ran from minus 27 degrees at Taylor Park, Colorado, Sunday morning, to 88 degrees, all in Florida, Winter Haven, Plant City, and Immokalee, Florida, all reaching 88 degrees. Here are my latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Widespread scattered snow showers will continue today, tapering to flurries by mid-afternoon. Total snowfall accumulations will only range 1 to 3 inches. High temperatures today, anywhere from the lower 20s to upper 20s. That's expected in the Glens Falls area. Tonight, clear skies and very cold temperatures, ranging from a few degrees above zero to 5 degrees below zero, especially across the northern Adirondacks. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, organized snow will continue into the mid-afternoon before tapering to flurries. Total snowfall accumulations likely ranging from 3 to 6 inches. A winter weather advisory is in effect until late this afternoon. High temperatures today will reach the mid-30s. Overnight, skies will clear and temperatures will plummet. Low temperatures will be in the lower teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, widespread scattered snow showers will taper to flurries by early afternoon. Total snowfall accumulations will range from 1 to 4 inches, with lower totals in the Mohawk Valley. A winter weather advisory is in effect until 4 p.m. High temperatures will be near 30 degrees. Tonight, skies will clear and temperatures will drop into the single digits. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, widespread snow showers taper to flurries by mid-afternoon. Total snowfall accumulations will range from 3 to 6 inches. A winter weather advisory is in effect until 4 p.m. Highs will be right around freezing. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with temperatures plummeting into the single digits. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, widespread scattered snow showers will taper to flurries by mid-afternoon. Total snowfall accumulations will range from about 2 to 4 inches. A winter weather advisory is in effect for the Greater Capital District until 4 p.m. Tonight, temperatures will plummet as skies clear. Lows will dip into the single digits, no warmer than 9 degrees. Your regional forecast for tomorrow, mostly sunny skies with highs right around the lower 20s. By Wednesday, you can expect increasing clouds. Highs will only reach the upper 20s. Thursday, snow will transition to rain. Prior to that, we can expect plowable snow to stick before that transition. Highs will reach the upper 40s. By Friday, temperatures will cool down once again, reaching the upper 30s under partly cloudy skies. And for Saturday, expect initially dry conditions with highs in the upper 30s, with wet weather moving in late Saturday night into early Sunday morning. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.